Hey everybody, this is Captain Griff Helwig, Endless Summer Fishing down in Key West, right downtown in the Key West Bight at Conch Harbor Marina. Right now I'm actually sitting at Key West Bait and Tackle, which is right behind my marina, the best tackle shop on the island where we all go to lie to each other. Tackle shop has all you need to go fishing. And it also has a bar, two of the things we like down here. So today was the first day we've had where the weatherman actually got it right this week. Before today, yesterday was pretty, the wind way down a little bit, but for 4 days before that, it was blowing hard out of the north, making things very difficult. But I could run up to the east to make things happen up that way and get in a little bit of the lee, because down here in Key West, there's not a lot of lee when it blows north or northeast. We're so far out in the middle of the ocean that it's hard to get away from the wind when it's blowing that hard. And the south side of our island doesn't fish that well this time of year, mainly because of jet skis and boat traffic and all that nonsense that we have to deal with being on a big tourist island. But today was a different story. I had two new clients, fly fishermen from Pennsylvania, Ian and John, father and son, and the weather was right, so we went way west of here and started fishing over near Lake Boca Chica, over near Boca Grande, our Boca Grande, and then hopped over to the Marquesas. The channel was an easy crossing today, but that's the Boca Grande channel is what keeps us from getting over to be able to flats fish and the Marquesas, because it's an 8 mile long channel, and when the wind opposes the current and there's any wind that's, you know, over 10 or 15, it makes it quite the trip to get over there. But today, the weather was nice for it. It blew really light out of the north, and the fish activated. We had lots of bonefish shots, only got one. They're new to the saltwater fly fishing. They're trout guys, so there's a little bit of a learning curve there. Ian got his first barracuda on a needlefish fly, pretty nice-sized cuda, and jumped his first three tarpon. So compared to the rest of the week, today was a good day. Had a nice, easy ride back at the dock, at the tackle shop, having a beer now. We're going to have a good morning tomorrow, it looks like. And then in the afternoon, here comes the wind again. So it looks like we got one more half day of good fishing before the next blow. Then the rum front kicks in, and doesn't look like it's going to be a long one, though. It seems like it'll be just a short blow, and then hopefully we'll get back to getting after the fish again. But that's that typical winter pattern. Wind. 2-3 days of good fishing. Wind flips back around. And you just gotta fish in between and do what you can do. Water gets really clear, like most of those places. And it turns into some beautiful days of fishing. That's about it. At least we got one good day in this week. But if anybody needs to know any more information, just get in touch with me from Endless Summer Fishing down in Key West. I'm Captain Griff, signing off. Talk to you next week.